So all week long, we've been talking about the border region between the United States in the Southwest and Mexico. And normally, this is a region where immigration policy and immigration enforcement is the big issue. But that's not the case anymore, as a war between Mexican authorities and drug lords south of the border is creating the conditions of a war zone along the communities on the border. Think about Brownsville, Texas, right across the way from Matamoros in Mexico. All you have to do is ask someone like Elizabeth Garcia how things have changed.
There's now a more visible presence, military presence on the Mexican side. So people now, you know, we still going to the Mexican side, but now we think twice because we're afraid, you know, something's going to happen to us once we cross.
Elizabeth Garcia works and lives in Brownsville and Matamoros, like lots of families in this area. You could also ask Eddie Lucio.
I'm like fourth or fifth generation Brownsville native. You know, that same amount Texan. I grew up along the border, and there wasn't a great fear, you know. We went across the border. We ate in restaurants in Mexico. We went shopping, you know, at the little markets. It was part of our culture.
Those were the good old days, and Eddie Lucio is a Texas state representative from Brownsville. Things have really changed, and for families who need to cross the border every single day, they've changed dramatically. Joining us now is Carlos Cascos, who's a Cameron County judge. Brownsville is in Cameron County, Texas. And Ildefonso Ortiz is a crime reporter for the Brownsville Herald. They both join us from Brownsville. Carlos and Ildefonso, thanks for being part of the program.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Ildefonso, how have things changed, and particularly for families who actually have to cross the border, whose economic livelihood depends on passing north and south every single day?
Well, the more dramatic change you can see is whenever they go into Mexico, at the bridge, Mexican authorities will actually have army troops at the border. They will walk in, and once they pass customs, they're going to see military soldiers and armored vehicles at the bridge. So that's kind of a regular sight nowadays. Other than that, I mean, the cities it's just like a regular other city, except for the fact that you will see army trucks patrolling the cities. So people will actually be seeing army as a regular part of their day.
Carlos, we've heard stories that people, you know, take their flak jackets when they go to the south, and, you know, maybe that's hyperbole, I don't know. But are people feeling insecure in Brownsville about their neighbor to the south?
Well, I don't know if you can call it insecurity. I think what Mr. Ortiz said is very appropriate. You know, I mean, but, you know, the military has been along the border, at least in Matamoros, for years. So this is not anything new. I think what we're seeing is a more concentrated effort of a military presence. But in the past, there's always been a military there. I mean, I remember it from 8 to 10 years ago, but they weren't as dense as they are today. And the humor back then when we would go to Matamoros would be that there was a lot of soldiers and military guys, but they carried one bullet in their pocket. And today it's a different scenario. Today they're armed. They're heavily they got a lot of support in terms of infrastructure. As far as us going down and crossing and taking flak jackets, no, I don't know of that. I mean, I don't know if that occurring. But I think that there is a sense of cautiousness, especially those of us that do live on the border that are familiar with the border. We must be diligent. We must be careful when we go. And it's not so much that you as a tourist or a visitor are doing anything wrong or inappropriate or hanging around the wrong crowd. It's that, you know, you could actually end up in the middle of a battle between the military and some of the gangs and the drug cartels.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's terrifying enough. Ildefonso, I can imagine that in Brownsville, people might actually applaud the Mexican authorities' attempt to crack down on the cartels in the border region in places like Matamoros and Juarez over in the El Paso area. Is there any confidence among people in Brownsville that the Mexicans can actually pull this off?
Well, the average citizen is actually kind of happy that the military is in Mexico. There have been some protests from people with other ties that want them out, but overall, I think the people are confident that there will be an increase in violence as they start taking down the drug lords. However, the border area on this side, they've taken precautions. They've set up meetings between all the law enforcement agencies to keep the violence from spilling over into the U.S. side. But the people, they're confident. They're happy with the army, actually, in the area.
How has things changed for law enforcement organizations, Carlos? Certainly the story for us up in the north is that the drug lords have had something of a free hand in the border area. If that changes, how does it change, say, you know, your job?
Well, my job is, as a county administrator really doesn't change other than providing the support for our local law enforcement. You know, this has to, in order for all this to work, and I think the primary issue here is what people are concerned about on the U.S. side, is that there is a spillover. Right now, all of this violence and you know is focused and concentrated along the interior of you know, of Mexico and along the border, but more specifically around the El Paso, Ciudad Juarez area, Laredo, Nuevo Laredo. A couple of weeks ago, we had a shooting just up river from us, where several people were killed, and others were injured because there was a street battle, you know, between allegedly you know the military and the drug cartels. The problem is that is people that live along the border, and the law enforcement will tell you a lot of times, you know, the bad guys are better armed, better equipped, and better financed than we are. And we're government, and if you know we cannot provide the type of weaponry that the drug cartels provide their bad guys. So you know somebody walks out with a shotgun, and these guys pull out AK-47s. And wow. I don't want anybody to misunderstand it. It's not like lawlessness on the U.S. side. I mean, everybody goes to work on a regular day, and everybody's fine. It's when you go into Mexico and along certain parts, not all parts. Some of that has not trickled completely down to us.
No, and I think you know you're making the point that it's all about where the bullets fly and the unpredictability of finding yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time, something that even that is new for people of Brownsville. Carlos Cascos, Cameron County Judge in Brownsville, and Ildefonso Ortiz, crime reporter for the Brownsville Herald. Thanks so much to both of you.